Michael O'Keane, Glenone are preparing for an All-Ireland final this Monday night, and it's fair to say the place is buzzing.
It is. It's been buzzing since 2 o'clock on Saturday, once the final whistle went. When you get that initial burst after it, it's just we've been in the planning mode since, but planning's easy whenever everybody's in good form and everybody wants to help you and everybody wants to do something for you. So it's been brilliant, you know, so it's just a matter of us keeping the team away from all that, but and everybody else do their bit, and we'll keep the planning going on our side, you know. So
it must have been a magical Christmas.
Best Christmas I ever had. You know, it was as good as the time I got a Nintendo 64 when I was young. I always remember that. But this has been it flew in. Like I went back to work today after being off for 10 days, and it just flew in. I couldn't believe that I'd been off for so long, but we've been training every other day and we've been doing stuff with the lads, and it was fantastic. All the children was here. We trained between Christmas and the New Year, on a Sunday morning with all the youngsters down training with us, and it was fantastic. It was really magical for all the Wayans. The players went out and took them through drills, and we'd done wee sessions, and we'd trying to beat the keepers and stuff, and it was brilliant. Like, it was magical for the Wayans, and the players actually really enjoyed it as well, you know. So,
as an outsider, you're selling your team, you're selling this campaign to the teenagers and the people who are going to play again. Is it intentional? And if it is, it seems to work.
Well, look, obviously I'd have been involved.
You have obviously a job to do on the pitch, but there's a bigger picture.
Well, there's a bigger picture. Like, I know, I'm senior manager, but last year I was under 8 girls manager and under 11 boys manager. My own son plays for the under, he's minors, so you're in doing sessions with them at times, but it's all about making sure that those people have a want to go and play senior football for a club. You know, this is, people see a wild lot of stuff going on, and we're trying to promote everything that's going on. It's a dual thing for me, that I want to be the best senior team that we can be, but it's also providing an inspiration for our teenagers to come through and to know that Glenone can compete with the best teams in Ireland, you know, and that's why we're doing this, you know, and that's why we're encouraging people to be at trainings, come and watch them, come to all the games, you know. So we don't have any problem with people coming to games, but we encourage our teenagers to come and watch us train. Come here and be along with the players, you know. So it is that there's a dual aspect to that as well. So,
has there been the biggest moment in the season so far in terms of the direction you have got to? Because you're going to Croke Park.
Yep.
But is there a moment you felt where things started to fall?
No, look, I wouldn't, and I'd be very much speaking to our players about this.
Maybe there isn't.
There isn't. Like, I genuinely would say to our players from earlier in the year, don't be looking for big moments that you'll be thinking after you, that's when things changed. We just pride ourselves on consistency, and my players are fed up listening to me talking about consistency and routine and patterns, but that's all we talk about is consistency and doing the simple things night after night, basics well, but getting our running patterns right, our angles right, getting everything to do with consistency. With the same match day routine, we do the exact same thing day in, day out, and it leads them, the players are comfortable in everything they're doing, you know. There's definitely been big moments in games. Like, you talk about Neil's goal in the last minute against Carrick Macross. Donald Tam kicked the goal against Desert Martin, and we only won that game by a goal on a terrible day. Those were big moments in games, but our big thing is consistency. We do the same thing, do the same routines night after night, time after, or day after day, you know, and I think that's got us to where we've been, you know. It's been more that rather than a big moment, so.
It was something you said in your interview after the Strokestown game, it just made me think, and it tied into the 2.16 scoring average that they had. That was a serious job you did, because at the other end of the pitch, you had been free scoring.
Yep.
You have two men to come off the bench that could be fighting for them jerseys up there. But your defence was...
Their defence was
there
immense.
Must have been an awful lot of work went into it.
Massive amount of analysis. You know, like it's tiring. But like I told somebody the other day, and this is true, I watched Strokestown 20 times, and you know, between those four games, we watched it 5 times each. And that's normal, and we're not looking for any credit for doing that. I would do that 10 times over. But like, you have to watch the game, and then watch it again to see what you're looking for, and then watch it again to pick out certain clips that you need. Then you're watching again, probably because Christmas was there, we're getting to watch again. But 20 times you're having to watch those, and that leads to maybe 60 seconds of a clip out of those four games to show your defender this is where this boy goes, or this is how this lad moves, or this is his dummy. That's what it takes at this level, you know. And it is, I think Owen Minickle does all their video analysis as well, and he's first class. Really, really, he's been a massive addition to our backroom team. We're so lucky that we have his capability there, you know. But like all of the backroom team chips in that. But the work that our players done at Stokes Town just had nowhere to turn. Like our boys won first, we're out in front of their men time after time after time, and that's probably an art of defending that's gone out of the game. The new rules have maybe brought it in a wee bit, but we just feel that our defenders, we can back them one-on-one. We're okay with leaving our defenders one-on-one with players. It worked on Saturday now, and we're really happy with that.
You have a lot to cram into this week, so you just have to make the most of it. But what way are you in the injury front? Is Donal out or so, an option, or do you know at this stage?
We're working with him every day. So he got injured over Christmas. He wasn't going to be available till the weekend. You know, we knew that a week ago. So we planned accordingly. We've given him every chance. Like he's doing everything he can. We'll probably not make the call until Thursday of this week and see how he trains. He was back training. He'd done the warm-up actually in the pitch with us on Saturday against Stokes Town there. He was out, togged out. It's just how he trains this week. You know, if he completes Thursday night, Tuesday night session, completes Thursday night session, he's on, then it becomes a real live option for us again. You know, it's just, it's wait and see at the moment. So.
And the final point, you look into Gaeltacht, and obviously people are talking Aidan Walsh being a big lick, they'd beaten Fossa. I think they drew with Castle Island in the first game and then won the rest, so that's as much as I know so far. I haven't watched them, but what are you thinking about going into it?
We watched them yesterday, we watched a number of their games yesterday. They're the most aggressive team we've played, and that's a compliment. That's not, I think, I could see. I genuinely, watching them, I could see a real pride in them, in their own way, in their own team. It's strange that sometimes you can watch play and they're good footballers or whatever, and they have a lot of good footballers, but I seen a team of boys who were very proud of where they came from. They were so aggressive, they were so hungry for the ball. Their forwards worked the hardest of any team we've come up against this year. Their number 13, 14, 15 are just pressing constantly, you know. And like Anna O'Connor at 14 is a super footballer, scored the one the other day. He's also their hardest worker, and again, that's to have those talents and then to be also your hardest worker in the team is some testament to him, you know. And then to go and kick the winner, I'm sure he's in cloud nine this week, but he's also their best worker. Like he chases everything down. I haven't seen anything like it. He's like a Carlos Tevez playing for Man United. He just chased everything as well as being one of the best footballers. So they're really aggressive, they're really quick to break ball, and they'll get around you very, very quick. They play like an Ulster team, you know, which
Kerry people don't usually admit that.
They won't admit it, and then they can say what they want, and they'd probably be too proud to admit it, but they look like a team who's been knowing the coaches that they have involved with them. There's a fair Ulster influence there. They're not from Ulster, but I know they've been probably stung a couple of times, you know, the Ulster teams. They're the most Ulster-like team we've played.
And finally, Glenelg are going to Croke Park, the biggest stadium you can play in, to play in the All-Ireland final. Just an amazing occasion for everybody.
Amazing occasion for everybody else. It means the minute, I couldn't care less where the game's played, and that's honestly, we just want to get the game. If the game was played in Gaeltacht, if it was played in Tralee, I couldn't care less. You know, it's getting to Croke Park is fantastic for a club, fantastic for all the supporters, the community, as a team. Couldn't care less. We're at the stage now with a game to win, and that's it. Nothing else is in our mind, you know. The thought of Croke Park was brilliant 4 weeks ago. Whenever you get out of an Ulster final, like it was a caught if you get a chance to play in Croke Park. You see now, it's whatever. Supporters, committee, it's brilliant for them. We're just worried about winning the game of football and getting a Celtic Cross in their back pocket. That's all we're looking for.